Good morning, listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar, and I'm at Coverings 2009 in Chicago, and I'm sitting in the Inalco booth, and I'm with Mike Hammond. Mike, how you doing?
Great, Kemp. Nice to see you again.
Good to see you. Now, Mike, you're head of U.S. sales for Inalco, and I appreciate you sitting down with us, talking to our audience. I got to tell you, you know, every time I come into your booth, I mean, I know you're a Spanish-based company. All your products are made in Spain, and every time I come into your booth, last year we did video. Unfortunately, we're not doing video this year, but it's amazing the way you guys, you obviously are designer, fashion-oriented. The products that you have here are really unbelievable. It just looks like the kind of things that you'd see in some of the most fashion-forward commercial settings that are out there. Do me a favor, tell me a little bit about Inalco.
Well, yeah, Inalco, as you mentioned, we're a manufacturer in Spain, and we are geared towards the commercial market, and really we're into innovative products that you probably won't see in anywhere else. We have a big push in technology in order to create, to emotionalize. Our designers are into wanting to create emotions when people see a product. Mm-hmm. And so we're taking the technology, we're making the technology to, such as our iPlus, which is the digital printing, which Inalco implemented 4 years ago. We were the first company in the tile industry to do it. There's new technology such as micromold technology combined with the digital printing in order to create different finishes and uniqueness. Uniqueness is probably what we're after the most with our products.
When as I look around the space here, I'm seeing it looks like petrified wood on the floor in a plank format. You couldn't have screen printed that kind of wood grain on that kind of a texture.
That
can only be done with inkjet technology. And then on the wall, you say that's
that's a class series. It's I call it the fur tile.
Fur.
It looks like animal skin, uh-huh. Almost like deer skin,
right,
if you will. And we make that in four colors and 24 by 24. Really been a big hit for us. We also do it semi-polished. And you're right, if you could see that up close, it looks like at 6 inches away, it looks like a piece of animal skin.
Mm-hmm. It's something that you really want to touch. The texture is unbelievable.
Absolutely. It's a big hit. The floor you mentioned is called Ginza.
Uh-huh.
It's a 48-inch long plank, sort of a modern wood look. It's got three different textures. The one you mentioned, where we use our iPlus digital printing on, is I call it snake skin. It's like a rhomboid. We also have it with waves and swirls in it back over here, and then a smooth product. Well, and these are a couple of our new launches here at the show, along with some other things too.
All right, tell us a little bit. I see over here you have a thinner product. Tell us a little bit about that.
Slim Care is our product. It's a 4 millimeter thick product. We make it an 18 by 36 inch product. Slim. With two M's for millimeters, and mm-hmm. then Care for ceramic.
Is that just a little thicker than an eighth of an inch? Or?
It is. It's between an eighth and 3/16.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. And you can use it on the floor.
It can be used floors, walls, either one. On floor application, the installation is critical that you get a good install. We're mm-hmm. really excited about Slim Care. It's probably one of the greenest products out there in the sense that
it's lighter weight.
Lighter weight, all the you're transporting less raw materials, you're transporting less everything, less ink, less material. It takes I think 40% as much energy to produce it, mm-hmm. natural gas in the kilns.
Okay.
Lots and lots of green. I could go on and on on with the list of why it's a green.
But it passes the ASTM test for, whatever the test is for shatter or whatever when it's installed?
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. The key is on a floor is the installation mm-hmm. That will be installed, and we're publishing installation specifications very soon on the floors. Walls aren't as critical, of course, but
right.
there are special ways to install it. We also offer something. We offer it two different ways. We offer regular standard tile that would be used with thinset for the installation, and we have a new self-adhesive backing as an option on the tile as well. So if you think of you peel off and you have a strong self-adhesive material that once it's installed for walls, not for floors,
right.
on the self-adhesive, stronger than a thinset bond on the floor. So
okay.
if you have a good level surface on the wall, It's
like a contact tape or something.
It's like a contact tape.
Yeah.
That is actually stronger than thin set and will hold up in wet applications as well.
Okay. So very interesting.
It's very neat.
Is that designed to help maybe cut down on installation costs?
Absolutely. It's an installation solution for it, for
okay.
sure.
Yeah. All right. Sure. All right. Well, you guys look like you've been busy. Mike, tell me, where is your plant in Spain?
We're in the city is called Alcora, and that's in the Castellón de la Plana area of Spain.
Okay. And if somebody's not familiar with Inalco and wants to get more information about you, how can they get a hold of you?
The website's probably the best way, and that's www.inalco.es, and that's Inalco spelled I-N-A-L-C-O. E as in Edward, S as in Sam.
Okay, great. Well, we've been talking, as I said, to Mike Hammond, head of sales for the U.S. for Inalco, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.